Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. The debt reduction talks moved into the Oval Office this week, where President Obama held separate meetings with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. This was an attempt to rejuvenate the negotiations after House Majority Leader Eric Cantor dropped out of the talks led by Vice President Biden. To bring us up to date on all of this and how Medicare fits into the picture is Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News. Welcome, Mary Agnes.
Thank you.
What did you pick up in your reporting today on whether the ball was moved at all, especially in terms of what both sides may agree to regarding Medicare?
They seem to have reached some basic agreements in perhaps non-controversial areas on college aid, farm subsidies, federal worker retirement areas, perhaps some agreement there. But the bigger differences are over, of course, tax increases, which are a non-starter for Republicans. So perhaps the most recent set of meetings solidify the differences more than the agreements.
But what's on the table in terms of Medicare? What ideas are being talked about?
Well, Paul Ryan, of course, who heads the Budget Committee in the House, has a plan to limit the amount of that the government would contribute per Medicare beneficiary. A lot of Republicans think this is the way to control entitlement spending, but Democrats really disagree with that. And they've done very well running against Paul Ryan on this plan and talking against it. So I think that Democrats are going to be reluctant to make any major changes to Medicare.
And yet, some Democrats have hinted at the possibility that they might be willing to consider some changes.
Well, obviously, provider cuts is one place they could go. The hospitals are very nervous about this. They've launched an ad campaign against that. They could look at perhaps more means testing, more income relating, rather, for the wealthier beneficiaries to have them pick up a greater share. But I really think that Democrats are finding it a very successful route for them to campaign against the Paul Ryan plan, and that's why I think they just aren't going to agree to anything major on Medicare.
Today in the Senate, Senators Lieberman, an independent, formerly a Democrat, and Senator Coburn, a Republican, introduced a bill about Medicare, how to change it. What are the parameters of that legislation, that proposal?
Some of its provisions include a gradual increase in the Medicare eligibility age by 2 years from 65 to 67. You would have wealthier beneficiaries pay perhaps all of their premiums for Part D and Part B. You would have, and again, these are different parts of the Medicare coverage, the contribution that beneficiaries would make for Medicare Part B, which is doctor's visits and other outpatient services, would rise from 25 to 35%. But he also has a 3-year Medicare physician payment fix in that bill, which might be appealing to people.
Why did they introduce it?
Well, why not? I mean, we're at a kind of a crossroads here where entitlement spending may be in the mix. People are looking for ways to reduce federal spending to, we've got this whole conversation about what concessions have to be made to raise the debt ceiling, and I think they just want to put it out there and see what happens.
What is your prediction, if you don't mind my asking
that? Sure, why not?
What do you think will happen with the future of the deficit reduction talks? There's the deadline, of course, of August 2nd, by which time Congress needs to either approve or not act on raising the debt ceiling.
Right.
So there's not that much time left. There's about a month.
Well, I think due to the difficulties of the policy issues themselves and the difficulties of the politics and the pressure of the calendar, you might see a short-term increase in the debt ceiling. Both sides might agree, in good faith, let's keep talking, let's raise the debt ceiling, but just by a small amount, go out of town for the August break, and then resume discussions again in the fall for another debt ceiling increase.
That's something that Mitch McConnell floated last week.
Right.
Of course, what makes it a little tricky is every time Congress delays, they get a little bit closer to the election season, which makes all of this, while difficult in any environment, even more so.
Sure, and votes to raise the debt ceiling are never popular. And then every time those votes are taken, each side can extract something from someone else. But I think Republicans want to look as if they are negotiating in good faith, Democrats the same. So this might be an interim step, a short-term increase, just to get them over the hump to continue these talks, which I think are going to be long and involved.
And I know we will be talking about it again.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News.
My pleasure.